I'm Mike Marin. I'm a farmer from Fithian, Illinois in Vermilion County, and I'm the vice chairman of the Illinois Soybean Association.
Mike, let's talk about one thing that you're doing with that has to do with Cuba. I'm curious. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're very excited. Illinois Soybeans has kind of taken the lead, along with some other groups, at forming the Illinois-Cuba Working Group, a group that was just authorized by the Illinois General Assembly. We're trying to help resolve some legislative issues in Washington, D.C. to open Cuba up as a market to the American soybean producer, as well as trying to gain some contacts in-country.
Opening that market. What difference would that make to soybean growers in Illinois?
Well, you know, it would be a very viable market for the Illinois producer. Cuba is in such close proximity to this country. It makes a lot of sense for them to be buying U.S. soybeans. The transportation costs, of course, are a lot less. So it's a place we should be selling soybeans. In any place where we can gain market access, that helps the bottom line of the Illinois producer.
How close do you think we are in loosening up trade with Cuba?
You know, I think that we've got some positive things happening, and I think that we could potentially see some big movement on that front. It's the political winds are changing, and I think everybody knows that it makes sense to engage Cuba.
There's a new website coming out. Tell me about that.
We have a new management website coming out for the Illinois soybean producer. It's lsoyadvisor.com. We're going to be launching it a week from today at our Illinois Soybean Profitability Summit in Peoria. And it's kind of a one-stop shop for the producer to get online and to discuss management practices with other people in the industry, as well as people from the universities, and just gain knowledge about the management of soybean production.
Now, the Illinois Soybean Association has a website already. What's different about this?
Well, this is specific to management issues, and we're really focusing in on trying to not only improve yield, but composition, oil and protein content. And this is just kind of an exclusive site where people can really focus in on management.
Have you been having a good time at Commodity Classic?
Oh, yes, it's been a blast. This is a great event. I enjoy coming here every year, and the weather is certainly a little bit nicer than back home as well.
Tell me what you enjoy about getting back to Classic.
Well, it's a great place, you know, to meet other people from the industry and to gain a lot of knowledge. There's some great learning sessions going on. There's always something to learn and a great networking opportunity from some of the best farmers and producers in our business.